We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Wow. The Fall Classic underway. Gerrit Cole made to look human. Juan Soto up 1-0 along with the rest of the Nationals taking home field advantage. And what I thought, Shane, was a very entertaining, great game out of the gate in the Fall Classic. Lots of fun to watch.
Absolutely, 100%. It had something for everyone. The Nationals might not want to try that recipe again because you can't win a World Series like they won Game 1 last night. But winning Game 1 was the most important thing. Max Scherzer had 112 pitches in 5 innings. The only inning where he threw fewer than 20 was the last one. They had to basically pitch every good pitcher on their roster except for Steven Strasburg to try to win that one game.
I thought that was interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. That was not a great probably not what you want. Well, I know. I mean, it's what they wanted to do. I mean, that was the importance of Game 1 to them.
Yeah,
so.
But you can't get away with it over and over again.
No.
The Astros are too good, and your bullpen is too thin to do that again. But Scherzer only once before in his career had pitched 5 or fewer innings and thrown more than 112 pitches like he did last night. That was 7 years ago, April. But Dave Martinez cobbled together 27 outs, didn't he?
He went to
Patrick Corbin, his number 3 starter, in the 6th. Then he went with that Tanner Rainey kid who throws a million miles an hour but doesn't know where it's going. He gave up a home run to Springer. Springer got him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he struck out Altuve and then walked the next 2 guys. He's walked 38 guys in 48 in the 3rd innings in the regular year, but he also struck out 74 because he throws 100.
Yeah.
So then they got him out of there, and then they went to Daniel Hudson and Sean Doolittle for multiple – innings both and got away with it. So
yeah.
Like I said, it had something for everybody. It was entertaining. But you would think think about what all has to happen for the Nationals tonight if they're going to win again or a combination thereof. You've got to knock Verlander around or Strasburg has to keep the score way down for 7 innings.
Right.
Because you got to go back to that bullpen again, you know. So which is more likely to happen? A combination thereof could happen. Because like you said, they actually did get to Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
He gave up a lead for the first time in 5 months.
Yeah.
The last time he surrendered a lead was in May against the White Sox. And they got him last night. So,
well,
if you're a Nationals fan,
timing.
You got to be ecstatic, but you got to feel like that you kind of pulled one out of the fire last night, kind of stole one.
Well, but you're also sitting there thinking, okay, we're up 1-0. We've beaten their best guy, arguably. Now we've got Strasburg going. Now, he's going to have to be a mule today. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got to take a lot of innings, and that changeup better be tantalizing. But, boy, I'll tell you what, if they can somehow beg, borrow, and steal this one, then you're going home for 3. It's a 2-3-2 series. You're going home for 3 with a chance to get two out of the three at home and win yourself a World Series. It's an interesting – I mean, what would we be saying right now if the Astros had scored two in the ninth and won this game? We'd be all over Dave Martinez, wouldn't we?
It's easy for me to say now, but I don't think I would be.
Probably at least
Scherzer,
questioning it.
Scherzer going 112 pitches for five innings. That started it. I mean, that's what started this train. I felt like he had to. Corbin was on a bunch of days rest, and apparently this was his side day anyway, so him going one inning, not as big of a deal.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Right.
But they just don't trust too many of their relievers besides Hudson and Doolittle at the end. And, look, sometimes you save the game before the ninth inning. And Hudson did that with the bases loaded when he struck out Yordan, what's his name, with a high heater.
But, yeah, that would, you know.
And here's another thing, and Bryce brings it up via email. If George Springer hustles out of the box in the eighth on that double to right center, is he on third, and can he score on that liner to right in the next at bat off the bat of Altuve?
It's a fair question.
It's worth debate. In watching it over again, I wondered if he'd have made it to third, but after a couple of times, he would have made it to third. If he'd have really ran, because he was basically shuffling to first base with a bat in his hand because he thought he'd hit one out. And actually, that ball should have been caught, or could have been caught. It would have been a tough play, but the right fielder got a glove on it. So there were all kinds of woulda, coulda, shouldas in that game last night.
Yeah, there were some pretty interesting twists and turns.
Like I said, yeah, if you didn't have a dog in the fight, or if you're a Nationals fan, that'd be ultra satisfying. But
totally,
it's all that much more interesting tonight. And I guess, though, on the other hand, if you don't get this one tonight, well, you accomplish what you set out to do anyway, and that's at least win one down there, right?
Right.
Going home.
It's a house money game.
Uh-huh. Going home with Corbin going on game three after he gets an extra day off.
Yeah. So, no, it worked out extremely well, and I think this whole series is going to be a dogfight. I don't understand, really, the disparity in favorites and underdogs in this. I don't understand it. And that's not a comment made after a game one win by the Nationals. I didn't understand it beforehand.
Yeah.
But
seemed even.
But we'll see what ends up happening. Yep. You know.
And even if Strasburg goes six tonight, Dave Martinez still needs nine more outs out of his bullpen. And that's why, to me, it's important to get a multiple-run lead before the seventh inning. But that's way easier said than done to do it two nights in a row off of two guys like Cole and Verlander.
Right.
But
having said that, all the pressure's on Houston.
True.
So, and that lineup. So,
but you've also got to, if you're Houston, besides the Springer base-running gaffe, I suppose, they got to be feeling like we should have won that game a lot of different ways. We left 11 guys on base. We were 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. And if Springer gets that ball a foot higher and farther, he tied the game. So
yep.
There were some, you know, they've got to feel like that they, even with Gerrit Cole pitching like a mortal human being, that they could have won that game. Even after,
yeah, I suppose that's,
you know,
right.
Washington just grinded for 27 outs, literally. And to me, that made it high drama because it was close. But I was thoroughly entertained by that baseball game last night.
Oh, it was a fantastic game, absolutely fantastic. And makes tonight it was the right result to make tonight even more intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because now Houston facing the possibility of being down 2-0 at home. So
fans will be even more crazy because, you know, they got to have it. Verlander probably will be even more juiced for the same reason. and you've got a really cool customer and the guy you want running out there if you're a Nationals fan in Steven Strasburg, who seems like he barely has a pulse when he's out there. So
yep.
Sets up great for them.
Fastball change, fastball change.
A lot
man.
Of first pitch curveballs, changeups.
Yep.
And
he can be really hard to catch up with.
Yep.
So I'm really interested to see even more than what Verlander. I mean, we know what Justin Verlander is going to be doing. He's going to pepper the strike zone with a lot of fastballs. And
before we get off and totally forget about this. How did Juan Soto hit that ball so far to left center field? I know Garrett Cole throws a million, but
yeah,
he hit the train. That little left-handed dude hit the train.
Yeah.
And he's 20. How am I supposed to believe he's not an alien instead of a 20-year-old Dominican? You don't hit balls like that.
No, you don't. He's just he's just a remarkably strong, quick bat.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the matchup between those two seemed to be at key points of the game
every time he came up.
Uh-huh. Every time he came up. And his patience, more than that, his ability to jump on a pitch that he knew he could get, because we talked about it this yesterday, and, you know, it didn't turn out this way because there were a lot of pitches to hit, really. I mean, for Max Scherzer, too. I mean, Max Scherzer grinded last night.
Oh, from pitch one.
He grinded.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, he just absolutely grinded, and I tip my hat to him for the manner in which he competed. He didn't have his best stuff. I think he knew that he didn't have his best stuff, and he did the best that he could with what he had, but he always seemed to be able to. What did he have an inning where he didn't throw 20 pitches? 22, 23 pitches? I mean, he was extended in every single inning.
The last one.
Yeah, the last one.
Yep,
yep, the last one. So, so there were pitches to hit. Both pitchers threw balls in the zone where guys were able to square up. And Soto ended up doing it a couple times. The ball he hit for the home run was just that's otherworldly.
I could not believe where that ball landed.
I mean, aren't many guys that can hit it like that.
And that ball is going to Cooperstown because he and Andrew Jones and Miguel Cabrera and Mickey Mantle are the only guys to hit home runs in the World Series before they turn 21.
Isn't that something?
That's very, very cool.
That is really cool.
Something that's not cool that I want to comment on is how the Astros front office not only backpedaled.
Gutless.
But issued one of the worst apologies in the history of apologies.
Mm-hmm.
A day after the Houston Astros called Sports Illustrated's report about a clubhouse celebration misleading and completely irresponsible, we saw two apologies released, one by the owner and one by the assistant GM, who's the guy that we were talking about a little bit yesterday after Sports Illustrated's Stephanie Apstein wrote an article on Brandon Taubman, who's the assistant GM, for yelling repeatedly, "Thank God we got Osuna. I'm so bleeping glad we got Osuna," talking about Roberto Osuna, their closer.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be more appalled. And normally I let these things kind of go and don't turn this into hot button, knee-jerk, hot take. But I can't help this, and I don't see that it's any other thing than reprehensible and disgusting that the Astros front office not only backpedal and crawdad after accusing Sports Illustrated for fabricating something that wasn't there, and only after people corroborated that were there that, no, that's pretty much exactly how it happened. And you have an opportunity here, Bruce. I'm going to leave the owner out of this because I think that the person in question, Brandon Taubman, is one we really ought to focus on his half-assed apology that he ran out there. First of all, are unconditional apologies so hard? Especially
no,
if you can write,
be.
Especially if you can write them out. You can craft, recraft, edit, copy, paste, run it by nine people, and then float it out there. And this is the best that you got? Just say, I apologize to everyone. I apologize to everyone. Instead, and this is in part what the statement said from Brandon Taubman after he said what he did to these female reporters about Roberto Osuna. This past Saturday, during our clubhouse celebration, I used inappropriate language for which I am deeply sorry and embarrassed. Mm. Okay, first of all, it's not about your language, but whatever. He goes on to say, in retrospect, I realize my comments were unprofessional and inappropriate. My overexuberance in support of a player has been misinterpreted. And here's where it gets really rich. Those that know me know I am a progressive and charitable member of the community and a loving and committed husband and father. We don't give a crap. Leave your resume out of your apology because this is supposed to be one, and he still hasn't apologized. He goes on to say, I hope those that who do not know me understand that the Sports Illustrated article does not reflect who I am or my values. And finally, I am sorry if anyone was offended by my actions.
If.
Why do you always have to qualify your apology? Like, I'm sorry that you were offended. I'm not really sorry about what I said, but I'm sorry that it offended you. There's a big difference between
the two. Well, and by the way, you're right, Shane. You're absolutely right. It is deplorable that this guy wasn't out in front answering questions. For God's sakes, A.J. Hinch.
He's
in his
the guy
remarks,
that looks the best in this whole thing.
Yeah. And he's the guy that they throw out there. I mean, by the way, I'm getting ready to manage game one of the World Series, but I'm cleaning up your mess with, by the way, the best answer that anyone gave to this whole thing anyway, talking about a good work environment and people should be able all of those things. I was just, you know what? It almost made me have a rooting interest in this game.
It has for me, and I was just getting ready to say that. As much as I like the Astros players, go Nats.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sitting there last night after. So I listen to this, and I'm like, this is what they're doing. They're rolling out AJ Hinch to basically handle this crap show that you've produced with your own idiocy, and you don't even have enough stones to get out there in front and just say, hey, look, it was bad all the way around. This is not how I think and how I feel. Because nothing was misrepresented.
No,
I mean, everything was represented.
After it was proven to be true.
Right. And they're still kind of throwing shadows on it and qualifying remarks. Because this is the day and age we live in,
just
Shane.
Fake news. Just say I'm sorry. And if it's fake news, why do we have two different apologies?
We didn't
hear anything about the Astros organization saying, actually, the Sports Illustrated article is accurate. So we apologize for however you want, But then
all you really have to know at the very beginning of this whole thing is that, and I don't have the whole story yet, but an Astros official and or officials were apologizing for this incident
at the time. Yeah, basically.
So
sorry about that, guy. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's like, hey, they knew it the second that it was happening, and they were throwing out the mea culpas. So,
which is a terrible one when you qualify them. And read us your resume like Brandon Taubman did. Save it. That was terrible. Try again. Actually, don't. Go away.
No, don't. No. Because he didn't. Because he wasn't even out in front of it. It's hiding behind a statement.
What I said offended you.
Yeah.
That's how not to apologize, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, Brandon. We appreciate it.
All right.
Nats up 1-0. There you go.
Go
That's
Nats.
Karma for you, right?
Hey, how about the Browns being the anti-Patriots? And I'll tell you every way that they are. And unfortunately, they've got to play the Patriots this weekend. And we were all hoping this would be a great game. But I'm afraid it's not going to be. How about a little NFL talk when we come back? You want to do that?
We'll do it.
All right.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.